Hello, beautiful soul. I'm Devin Vernetti, and this is Midlife Rewritten. Today, I want to talk about something that so many of us are feeling right now, whether you're talking about the state of the world or the state of our own lives. How do we hold the chaos without losing ourselves in it? How do we care without collapsing? How do we stay present without getting paralyzed? Because here's what I know. If you're listening to this, you are likely a deeply aware, intuitive feeling woman. You see the world clearly, and you have deep emotions about it. And you may be exhausted, not just from your own life, but from everything happening around you. There's injustice, grief, disconnection, and yes, there are things in your own story that feel out of your hands. You may not be able to control all of it, but that doesn't mean you're powerless. Midlife is often the time when all of this comes to a head, because we're no longer willing to look away. But we also know we cannot carry it all. So what do we do with the parts we can't change? How do we live meaningfully without ignoring what hurts? Here's what I've come to believe. Reinvention isn't about fixing everything. It's about choosing what you're going to respond to and how. So today, I want to offer three things. A mindset shift about chaos, a ritual for reclaiming your presence, a reframing of purpose that works in the mess, not outside of it. Number one, the chaos is real and you don't have to manage all of it. We often feel like we have to get our lives together before we can show up for anything meaningful. But what if you didn't need things to be calm before you could rise? What if you could rise in the storm? Chaos doesn't mean you're doing life wrong. It means you're alive. It means you're paying attention. You're awake. The goal isn't to fix everything. The goal is to stay rooted while the world moves. Number two, a ritual to recenter. When everything feels out of control, come back to what you can control. Your breath, your body, your daily rhythm. Here's a simple ritual I return to. Sit, breathe, put one hand on your heart and one on your belly. Ask yourself, what do I need to remember right now? Let the noise fade. Let the wisdom rise. You don't need a 10-step plan. You just need one clear truth to follow for the day. Number three, purpose inside the mess. So many women ask me, how do I find purpose when the world feels so heavy? And here's my answer. Your purpose isn't waiting for the world to calm down. It's already alive in the way you speak, the way you love, the way you lead your life, right now. You can't fix it all, but you can make one thing better. You can support one person, say one truth, take one aligned step. That is reinvention, not from avoidance, but from attention, from compassion, from clarity, from courage. So love, if you're feeling heavy today, if the world feels like too much, come back to what's yours to hold and let go of what's not. You don't have to be numb to move forward. You don't have to be angry to take action. You don't have to be certain to show up. You just have to be willing to begin right where you are. Midlife is not the end, it's the return to your own steady center. Let's rise together, even in the mess.